AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. From the Appalachians to New England, tens of millions are feeling the impact of snow or freezing rain or getting ready for it.
Milk, bread, of course, the usual. And I don't want to leave my house if I don't have to.
Passengers on that ill-fated Alaska Airlines flight where a window blew out have been sharing their stories.
I look to my left and there's this huge chunk, part of the airplane, just like missing. And the wind is just extremely loud. There's wind blowing everywhere.
What was it? Trip from hell.
The FAA's grounded all Boeing MAX 9 jets pending inspections. A new CBS poll suggests Americans are filled with mutual mistrust about the future of their democracy. Here's CBS chief pollster Jennifer DePinto.
Looking ahead, many Americans are uneasy about the prospects of a peaceful transfer of power in America. Half of the country expects there to be violence from the side that loses in future elections.
As the war in Gaza grinds on, Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his latest Middle East mission, saying in Jordan,
it is vital that we engage in this diplomacy now, both for the sake of the future of Gaza itself and more broadly the sake of the future for Israelis and Palestinians and for the region as a whole. There is clearly a strong desire among the majority of people in the region for a future that is one of peace.
The BBC's Hugo Bachega tells us Israel's government still hopes diplomacy will resolve the escalating tensions at its northern border with Lebanon, where its forces have been trading fire with the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia.
We heard from the defense minister who said there was a short window for a diplomatic solution to try to ease tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. There has been a massive disruption to life in that part of the country because of this constant attacks by Hezbollah. And well, the authorities are saying that this situation is unsustainable.
Are you ready for the Golden Globes? There could be a surprise.
None other than Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Taylor Swift, could be at tonight's show for her Eras concert film. She's nominated for a brand new category of blockbuster called Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. Kyle Buchanan is an awards columnist at the New York Times.
If they can get Taylor in that ballroom, I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
Hollywood could use the boost after a year of strikes that have crippled the industry and a revamped, more diverse Hollywood Foreign Press Association under the microscope.
There's a little bit of pressure to deliver. We'll see if that pressure is alleviated once the alcohol starts flowing.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And CBS's Gayle King will work the red carpet for the Golden Globes tonight, which might have a Swift appearance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
By passion and no hope to be all hope. Thank you. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And I will die on the table and you can feel the fire.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy K here for thespaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Strong out.
ascendancy is Jesus everywhere. Yeah.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your hate, we're quick to
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
trip I'm on. Ready to leave, ready for love. It's the trip I'm on. Ready to give, and ready to run. It's the trip I'm on. Living the night and high from the dawn. It's just the trip I'm on. It's the trip I'm on. It's just the trip I'm on. It's just the trip I'm on. It's just the trip I'm on.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.